It's time now for Empowered Family Talk with Francita Hallris.
May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Good morning. It's family time. And welcome back to each of our listeners and donors to Empower Family Talk right here on Praise 107.9 in the beautiful sunshine state of Jacksonville, Florida. Our scripture for today for your quiet time reading is Matthew 25:14 through 30. Five talents, parables. This is a segue to our topic today, We the Peoples, paying it forward in this 21st century as we balance the scales of justice within our real estate, our money, and our investments. Are we prepared? I'm delighted to be joined today by our special guest, Miss Christina Vaughn, principal at Crossview Mortgage in Fernandina Beach, Florida, NMLS number 402731. Welcome back to Empowered Family Talk, Miss Vaughn.
Good morning. It's a blessing to be back. We always enjoy being here.
Well, it's always a pleasure having you back here in the station. And thanks for coming in on short notice. We've had a lot of calls this week over since your last time, and a lot of successful closes and people coming to you having good experience. Thank you for that. And also, it's been a turbulent week this week, as you know. Stock market crash, just catastrophes everywhere. Now we got this thing that we call a virus going around that shut down our economic system practically, and our education system, our city, our county, and even our banking industries in some areas. So there's a lot of bad news out there going on right now. But today, we have some good news. And we have a light shining on over here with Miss Vaughn. And we certainly like for you to share the good news. In a time of catastrophe, there's always good news. And when we look at the federal rate cuts that hit our market this week, then that has caused our homeowners to just call in and say, what can we do? Can you share the good news with what we're doing with, and we'll start with refinancing. That's been a lot of the calls. Can I refinance?
Absolutely. This is a great time to start looking into the refinance options if you have a mortgage. What happens typically is when the stocks and the bonds work inversely of each other. So with the stock market going down, that drives the demand for bonds up, and that's a safer investment for the population. So with the demand of the bonds going up, that drives the mortgage rates down, because the mortgage rates are predicated on the 10-year treasury bond.
Okay.
So we actually have been seeing rates as low as 2.99 in many of the program categories. So if anybody has a high interest rate, I would say anything above a 4, 5, or 6, they need to make a phone call. Crossview, it will be open. It's 904-325-9008. They can go out to the website and get our contact information at www.crossviewmortgage.com, and they definitely need to speak with someone about what their refinance options are, because now would be the time to do that.
Well, that sounds like some good news in the midst of all this. And we have several questions now I want to prepare you that have come in, and I want to try to get through as many of them as we can. One of the questions is, what is private mortgage insurance? Our families now are sitting around that table trying to figure out, it's tax time, how am I going to spend this money? And looking at their assets, their mortgage and their equity. And one of the questions, what is private mortgage insurance? Do I need it on my loan? How can I get it off my mortgage loan? Ms. Vaughn.
That's a great question. So private mortgage insurance is typically on a mortgage when you put less than 20% down. So if you do like an agency conventional and you put 5% down, you have a 95% loan to value on your mortgage. So when your mortgage drops to 80% or below loan to value, so your house, once you purchase it, the appreciation can go up while you're paying your mortgage down and still hit the 80%. So there's two options to deal with that. With a conventional standard mortgage, you can call your mortgage servicer and ask them to have it removed, and they should be able to help facilitate you with that. Mm. Some will require an appraisal, some will not. If you have a different program or a more current program, let's say you bought your house, you know, within the past 2 years, you can look at some refinancing options. And as we just mentioned a few minutes ago, that it is a good time to refinance. So you're going to want to consider that at this time. And your private mortgage insurance can save you money, which you can, you know, use for your household.
Well, that is the key. It goes back to our scriptures when we talked about the five talents, you know, how you know, they were given five talents in the Bible, and the one that had five came back with five more, which is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And so when we look at equity in our homes, is what have we done with that equity, and how have we maximized that asset to produce another asset? Is that what
exactly
we're saying? As far as,
so if you can get your private mortgage insurance removed, you can actually keep the payment the same and apply it to your mortgage. The programs at Crossview, we don't have any prepayment penalties, so that helps a lot. And our private mortgage insurance rates are extremely competitive. We boast some of the lowest private mortgage insurance in the industry right now.
Well, that's big. That's big, as the families are sitting around, you know, trying to make some wise decisions here. And Ms. Fawn, I believe we have a caller on the line for you. Welcome to Empower Family Talk, Mr. Charles.
Good morning.
Is this Pastor Charles?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you and Pastor Carrie. And what is your comment for Ms. Vaughn this morning, or question?
Well, yes, ma'am. I'm a disabled veteran, and I know about the mortgage insurance. Ms. Vaughn was very instrumental in helping us get VA approved. And as a result, we did our original and our refi with us. And I just want to tell all your listeners, what she promised, she delivered.
Wow.
I mean, everything she promised us, I mean, she chose promise over profit, meaning that what she promised us as a client, she delivered, rather than going after profit. And that's why she won us over. And that's why we'll continue to bring our business to her. And we highly recommend her. She's a woman who lives by her faith. Her faith is evident even in her work. She knows how to separate the two, but yet give God the glory and take care of our clients. And we just honored to have had that great experience moving from Japan here and not knowing anybody. God led us to her, and we're grateful. Thank you for the time this morning to just celebrate this moment.
Thank you, Pastor Charles and Miss Carrie. I have been so honored to work with you both, and it's just been, it's been great to be a blessing and God allowing Crossview to work in your lives. And we're just so much looking forward to more people that we can reach. So we just appreciate you sharing your testimony so that hopefully some listeners will call us and see what we can do to help their families as well. And you guys are a blessing to us as well. So we're just honored to have been able to serve you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Charles and Miss Carrie. Wow. That call it just resonates on the scripture we're talking about and the times we're living in. Is what you're doing, Ms. Vaughn, is bringing a light into a dark place where many of our families and children don't know what to do with their homes, where they rest their heads, there's their dwelling place. What can we do in a time of crisis that can help us pay it forward for the next generation? So thank you for that call. And one of the other questions we have here regarding Crossview's programs, what is it that you offer to our citizens that can help them during this time of good rates to refinance?
Absolutely. Of course, we love our veterans. We want to say thank you for their service.
Yes.
One of our specialties is the VA program. We have the new home purchases, which is something we're very, very good at Crossview. But we also have the refinances for the VA. So we can look into the VA IRL. We can look into a rate and term refinance to get them to reduce their interest rate, which in turn will reduce their monthly payment. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the cash out refinance where clients can utilize their equity to pay down some debt, do some debt consolidation, mm-hmm. or take out some money to refinance their home. You know, when things change in the environment, take a vacation, pay for a wedding, or even help with some college funds. So all of that can be used from the equity of your home if you know what you're doing. So, I encourage listeners to make the call at 904-325-9008 so that we can talk about their scenario. Every scenario with every client is different. I always compare it to your fingerprint. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people are embarrassed about certain financial things going on. Some people have had divorce. All calls are confidential. There is no judgment at Crossview. We just don't operate that way. So the main thing is to take that move to have the discussion and see where you stand.
Well, you know, that's a good thing that Crossview is doing is, like you said, understand equity. What is equity? We've met with, some calls and met with some veterans that have their VA benefit, and it's just been sitting in the closet. What can they do? That's an asset.
Absolutely. That's a great point, Francina. We had the pleasure of meeting with a family yesterday at our office that heard about us over the radio. Mm-hmm. They are taking care of their 9 grandchildren. Wow. And they have never used their VA because they didn't know what to do or who to talk to. This particular person had been in the National Guard. So people are eligible for that. So they're definitely, we love the VA because the VA is no down payment. And it's backed by the government. So yes. The lenders really like those programs. And, you know, they have a higher DTI, debt to income ratio, at 60%. So we can really do a lot for the VAs if they reach out to us with their questions and concerns.
I like what you're doing with the VAs. That's your specialty, and your gift is way beyond what we're doing. I like how Crossview puts the people before profits. And so you're able to learn and share those loopholes and those pathways forward for our citizens, which is awesome. One other question we have here is, as you said earlier, understanding equity. A lot of our families that are sitting around that table today, can you give them some advice on what they should do today to determine what's equity and what's a liability? What's an asset and what's a liability? By the time they come to Crossview, they understand either I have equity or I don't have equity, and you can help them with that.
Absolutely. So basically, when you're talking about equity, you're looking at the loan to value. Mm-hmm. So if you have on your balance with your lender, if you have a mortgage and it's, you know, $100,000 in the balance,
yes,
and your home is worth $100,000 and then your balance is $80,000, you have 20% equity.
Okay.
So when you refinance, depending on which programs that we have, you could leave 10% equity in, 20% equity, depending on the market value of your home. There are some tools on Google. They're not concrete, but they will give you some idea of where your property stands. You can also call us directly and we can look some things up for you. We have some power tools that are a little more aggressive. And then if we feel from that evaluation that there is equity in your home and you want to, you know, maximize on that, we can do an evaluation from there and possibly order an appraisal if you move forward. And then the appraisal will basically give you that concrete knowledge of what your home truly is worth, what equity is left, and then what we can do for the refinance where you can use that equity towards something in your household that you want to do, or, you know, projects or things like that.
So when we talk about equity, and this is very important, especially for my college kids and our seniors sitting at the table, and they take out a sheet of paper this morning, and they've got debt, they've got liabilities, and they have assets. They may have that $20,000 that you just spoke about in equity. The home is valued at $100, the loan is $80, and there's a net profit of $20. And if they're on the debt side, if I've got a liability of car payments, another house payment, and all these different liabilities that we have, does that not decrease the equity amount when you look at total debt to ratio?
Well, it's similar to that. That's an excellent question. So basically what happens is we, if there's enough equity in, we will take that equity, depending on how much is there, to pay off some of those debts, the student loans, the cars, the credit cards, because they have a high interest rate. Yes. Most mortgages, with the rates where they are right now, you're going to get a lower interest rate. So you can basically clear your debt and have one payment a month at a lower interest rate, and that's better, smarter use of your financial resources. So that's also another reason that we would encourage the refinance.
Thank you so much for that, Ms. Vaughn. And listeners, you want to be sure you contact this lady because she has a solution for whatever problem you're having. And on that note, Ms. Vaughn, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, and I have another testimony to share with our listeners. We'll be right back. Praise 107.9, Jacksonville, Florida.
Do you want to empower families and young people in your community? Then take the time to make a tax-deductible contribution to the Coach Tate Fund. The Coach Tate Foundation is dedicated to helping young people and their families in learning and passing on the kinds of life skills that we all need to succeed. All too often, we hear about kids and their families having encountered life's difficulties that could have been easily avoided by knowing better decision-making skills. From anger management to money management to something as simple as learning to manage how we spend our time or how we use our job skills. Make a donation to the Coach Tate Fund. It'll help kids who need help and their families too. Make your contribution to the Coach Tate Fund. Get details at www.coachtatefoundation.com. And oh, by the way, thank you.
Welcome back to Empower Family Talk on here on Praise 107.9 Jacksonville, Florida. And just a reminder to our listeners, our calling number for Ms. Vaughn is 904-831-1079. Now, Ms. Vaughn, during our break, I wanted to share with you a written testimony I've had about how you've helped and assist one of your other clients. And I want to read that for this moment. And it reads as such. My name is Geraldine McCallum. I am an ordained pastor of over 15 years and getting ready to be affirmed as an apostle. I was introduced to Miss Chris Vaughn in April of 2019 when I was in a dilemma with my future vision. During this time, I was trying to buy a house, and I was told that my loan of $175,000 was the highest they could go. But the house I wanted was $280,000. After much checking into it, they came up with $200,000, but that was it. Just when I was about to throw in the towel and accept what was offered, my then realtor, Artie Cox, introduced me to Chris. Here's where the blessing comes in. She says, I had been praying that God put the right people in my path and to give me a woman or man of God that will help pull me through. I called her and she began to speak into my life, into my vision, and told me not only can she get me $280,000, but she could get me $390,000. She also informed me of how God used her in her gift to do things no one else was able to do. And God used her mightily. I tell you, I was like jello inside. Even though I was to do things no one else would do, or I was standing in faith, but it is only natural to be scared when you're trusting God. And he is using someone else to do it for you. After working with Miss Vaughn and sharing the word of God together, there was a peace that came over me that allowed me to let go and let God. Yes, I got shaky and questioned her a couple times, but she would explain to me who she was and assured me of her gift. So it's all right to be scared, but God always has a ram in the bush. I love my retirement home. It is so beautiful and warm, and through God and his vessel, Miss Christina Vaughn, I am living the life. This was my vision. Thank you, Chris, for being a kingdom builder in a secular world. You are awesome, Pastor Apostle Elect McCollum. So that is a testament to someone that you've blessed in the space of being a mortgage broker and helping people understand what their assets are and what their liabilities are and how to navigate that terrain and how to maximize that gift that God has given them in a home. So thank you for allowing us to speak with some of your satisfied customers. One of the other things we want to talk about, we have a little bit more time left, Ms. Vaughn, is a lot of our families are looking at streamlining bills for themselves and for their children. They have homes. It's a family affair. And when they look at their total debt ratio and streamline those bills, I know you mentioned you guys can refinance. Is there anything else they need to do? Is paying off a credit card or paying off a bill allowing them to create equity?
That's an excellent point, and I would love to address that. So when I work with my clients, it's very important to do the initial consultation, get the full story of what's going on and what yes. they're trying to do. That's our initial approach. And then we look at their full picture of everything that's going on in their finances. We pull their credit. We don't always encourage clients to just go pay a debt off right. to boost their credit score. That's not always the right approach that's going to help them. We had a case with a VA that was moving from Hawaii to Jacksonville. And she, before she met me, in 1 month paid $9,000 off on her credit cards, thinking that that was going to help her situation. We had a difficult time, but through the Lord's favor, we got her closed, and it was awesome, and she's very grateful. But so really the most important thing before people start chunking money in certain categories is to make the call and let us evaluate it and then mm-hmm. guide them from there. There are times like past, you know, different clients I've told, okay, I need you to pay like $200 on this item here, but mm-hmm. then I won't, you know, there's other things that I will not have them touch. So it's like a puzzle, and I have to do the analysis mm-hmm. to understand mm-hmm. each mm-hmm. case and what needs to be done in it for each household.
And another question I have here is actually from an investor, a real estate investor developer who has accumulated wealth in utilizing, leveraging, as they call it in real estate, leveraging their equity in one home. They may have $100,000 and they're looking to leverage that in buying other homes and kind of paying it forward that way. Is it, what programs do you have in place for investors such as that, that have equity, that want to maximize equity and leverage it to secure other investments? Real estate.
Absolutely. We can help with that. We have several clients with those strategies. So we take their existing properties, look at what equity is available. And I also want to mention in the refinance is that people don't necessarily have to come out of pocket to pay. We really try to roll everything in. So we're not, when you do the refinance, you're not necessarily coming to the table with money. We're building in right. that into the existing equity. So I want to make sure listeners know that. But with the investors, it allows them to buy more properties and then create more cash flow income stream with their properties. And now has been a very good time to do that. And we are working with several clients on that strategy. So if the equity is there, we definitely can take it out of the home and move it into another property that they can purchase. So we have several programs. A lot of our standard programs will allow us to do that anyway, as long as they're not over like a maximum between, depending on which program, it'd be like 9 finance properties or 12 finance properties. So I have the conversations with those clients about, let's maximize your residential portfolio at a certain point, and then we can move into some commercial options, which we do that as well at Crossview.
Yes.
There's a couple of different things you can look at under residential. They have the one unit is residential, but you can get up to a 1-4 unit is still classified as residential. So then when we start talking about the 5 units, that's when we move into the complete commercial space. So we definitely can handle that category and that level of clientele. So those clients should also reach out to us at 904-325-9008.
That's fantastic, because we do have families that are pretty savvy when it comes to their equity. And moments like this, when that federal government, Federal Reserve Board have slashed those rates, they're sitting around that table now. How can we maximize, just like the five talents? We've got five. We've got five assets right here. So how can we make 10 more assets from this? And that's the fiduciary duty we have to the kingdom, you know, of God, as being good stewards of what we've been entrusted to. So thank you so much for sharing that. And I have another question here from one of our listeners said, what do you recommend to be able for them to be able to stay in their home longer? Is that relevant to the equity?
Yes. Well, you can also use the refinance to basically get your debts paid down, as we mentioned earlier, or even do the renovations, which can upscale your home in the appreciation for the market value. So that allows people, you know, they're saying, okay, well, you know, I need to fix this roof. I don't want to stay here because the roof's falling apart. But they might not have thought about, well, let's take some equity out to take care of these projects, get a facelift, and they're not really most likely going to want to move at that point because they already know their neighbors. So this is definitely a conversation you're going to want to have before you just, you know, up and move. There's moving expenses. There's finding a new home. So you want to see what you can do first in your current home and what options are available to you to, you know, allow you to stay there longer or possibly turn it into a rental property if you buy a new home.
Exactly.
So we can definitely have those conversations and explore what that looks like in your own portfolio.
That's awesome. And I tell you, listeners, Miss Chris Vaughn is on both sides of that coin, helping us to balance these scales of justice here in our real estate, in our families. That's where everything starts. It's time today for all of us to get our houses in order. And it starts with our real estate. Now, on that note, Miss Vaughn, we're going to close. We're going to bring this session to a close. And we know you have some other announcements that you'd like to share with our listeners so that they have a clear path forward with you.
Absolutely. We know that this right now is unprecedented times with the health and well-being of our country with the coronavirus, the COVID-19. So we would like to let listeners know that our team is prepared to work from home if necessary. We do not anticipate at this time any interruption in workflow or production. And I would definitely encourage people to use the, if they have any downtime during this period, to please reach out and give us a call, and let's have those mortgage discussions, those financial discussions. And if they're renting, we can get them, you know, into a home for the same amount of rent or less, depending on the situation. So I hope everyone calls. I love to hear from the listeners. It lets us know that we're having an impact over the airwaves. So I look forward to hearing from everyone this week.
Amen. Thank you very much, Miss Vaughn. And on the virus, we say this too shall pass.
Amen.
Let's get our houses in order, listeners. Thank you so much for listening today. And thank Miss Vaughn with Crossview Mortgage at Fernandina Beach for joining us today to share your wise counsel and to answer some of those pertinent questions from our working families. Thank you, and wishing you all the best. And we'd also like to make a quick announcement that Restoration Tabernacle Ministries will be launching its new church service on April the 12th with Coach Tate Foundation. So stay tuned on that. We'll be making more announcements there. And to all of our listeners, until next week, same time, same station, Praise 107.9, Jacksonville, Florida. I am Francina Tate Hallress, your hostess.
Thank you for joining Francina Hallress on Empowered Family Talk. Tune in next week.